KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have partly cloudy skies, 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to meet at 9 a.m. today in the Adair County Secondary Roads Office building. Among the items on their agenda is discussion with regard to an Adair County disaster declaration, a running event from Dexter to Stewart, a follow-up with Sheriff Jeff Vandewater with regard to the Sheriff's Department radios, and the awarding of a contract for a deck overlay project at W28 Lincoln Township. In state news, Republicans in the Iowa Senate have voted to significantly increase the sentence for anyone convicted of intentionally or accidentally causing the termination of a pregnancy against the mother's wishes. Senator Jake Chapman, a Republican from Adel, says a life prison sentence is the proper punishment for such a crime.
It recognizes that that is a person in the womb and as such should have rights.
Chapman says the proposal would not apply to abortion since the crime of pregnancy termination would have to be committed against a woman's wishes. Senate Minority Leader Janet Peterson of Des Moines and other Democrats in the Senate voted no on the bill.
This bill could prevent Iowans from starting a family using in vitro fertilization and surrogacy that relies on IVF practices. There are no safeguards with this legislation that would protect common forms of family planning, including IUDs and birth control pills.
Chapman says he takes exception to the idea women using medical procedures to try and get pregnant could be charged.
I think it's important to recognize that a crime triggers this penalty.
Senator Rob Hogue, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, emphasized the bill sets up a life sentence for those who cause a miscarriage.
Even when they don't know and have no reason to know the woman is pregnant, I don't think that's good criminal law.
Peterson said the bill was an attempt to establish personhood for a fetus,
which is quite extreme and unconstitutional.
Chapman called the bill an affirmation.
Finally, we have a bill that recognizes the dignity and the rights of that human child in the womb, the same as the human life that's carrying that child.
The bill now goes to the Republican-led House. And the Iowa House has voted to change the way a key chemical in medical marijuana sold in Iowa is measured, making it easier to manufacture the pills, creams, and other products. The legislation does not significantly change the current limit on THC levels, but it would let physicians, assistants, and nurse practitioners recommend cannabis products as treatment for a limited number of medical conditions. Plus, paroled felons and Iowans with terminal illness would be able to legally buy cannabis products if the bill becomes law. Representative Jared Klein of Kyoto has been the point person on the issue for House Republicans.
This is an issue that we have, some of us have great differences of opinion on, but we came together and found reasonable solutions, reasonable responses to help sick people in the state of Iowa, because quite frankly, unfortunately, the federal government has not been doing their job, and they've left it to those of us in the states to address it.
Republican Representative Jeff Shipley of Fairfield suggests the bill should get rid of more limits and let Iowans get cannabis as treatment for any medical condition.
I don't quite understand the controversy, to be honest with you. To me, it's just about empowering patients.
Senators are working on a medical marijuana bill of their own, and it's unclear what policy changes may win approval this year. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston report two separate arrests took place on Tuesday. At around 9 p.m., 49-year-old Mary Ann Giles of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. Giles was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And at 6:25 p.m., Creston police arrested 40-year-old Michaela Marie Phillips of Creston on a Union County warrant for violation of a protection order. Phillips was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting an appearance in front of the magistrate. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports that the arrest at around noon on Tuesday of 39-year-old Mary Ellen King of Red Oak, or Kling, that is, of Red Oak. Kling was arrested on an Iowa District Court warrant for driving while barred. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $3,000 cash bond. Deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Office Monday arrested a man for failure to appear in contempt of court. 46-year-old Brad Woodruff of Shambaugh was taken into custody on the Blackhawk County warrant and transported to the Page County Jail, where he was being held on a $500 cash-only bond, pending transportation to Blackhawk County. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday that 40-year-old Troy Joseph Sturba of Omaha had been arrested late Sunday morning for criminal trespass and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $600. And at around 5:50 a.m. on Saturday, Mills County deputies arrested 50-year-old Julie Marie Bacher of Riverton for domestic abuse assault and possession of a contraband. She was being held in Mills County Jail without bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported 28-year-old Joshua Tyler Heron had appeared at the Sheriff's Office late Monday morning to turn himself in. Heron was wanted on a Pott County warrant for violation of probation. He was turned over to jail staff. And sheriff's deputies responded Monday night to a residence where a rear door had been kicked in. The resident told deputies that there was damage to the door and identified a possible suspect as 31-year-old Miles Dustin Longcore of Henderson. The damage to the door was documented and the victim was provided with a case number. A search for Longcore was unsuccessful. And two men wanted on warrants were transported by deputies Monday from the Monona County Jail to the Pott County Jail to address their warrants for escape from custody and violation of probation, respectively. Sheriff's officials in Union County said Tuesday that a Creston resident reported Monday morning that sometime between Friday and Saturday, someone had entered a building on his property and took a Northern Tools toolbox and tools, battery-operated DeWalt grease gun, and an Echo 18-inch chainsaw. Loss was estimated at $375. And a woman from Afton reported on Monday afternoon that sometime this month, someone entered her farm residence and took cameras, Nintendo DS, a toy dump truck, bicycle, and several pieces of costume collar jewelry. The loss was estimated at $365. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a jury has convicted a Sioux City man of first-degree arson and involuntary manslaughter in the 2018 fire-related death of a woman. Robert Mahoney was convicted Tuesday in the death of 51-year-old Wanda Blake, who died 3 weeks after Mahoney torched his Sioux City apartment on February 4, 2018. Prosecutors say Mahoney was bored when he set a small fire in his apartment with bug spray and a lighter. When the fire went out, Mahoney became angry and set a second fire, which blazed out of control and damaged several units at Central Apartments in Sioux City. Firefighters found Wanda Blake unconscious in a hallway. She was taken to a hospital and was recovering, but died when blood clots in her legs traveled to her lungs. Mahoney now faces up to 30 years in prison when he's sentenced on May 17th. The news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For a great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.